Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Michelin Machoya and our room, the conversation room with me. I hope we are going to have a very lively conversation in here together, and we can discuss the all religions, why they have been unified, and how God has sent all these religions separately, and now they have been put together and the seventh seal has been opened. And you have gone to our website and you have read our teaching, and now you know very well how well God has sent this revelation together, and how now we can tell humanity that they are one with God, and all the revelations have come from Him, and humanity is one, as far as we separate each other, but nations, language, culture, religions, and all that, there will be wars and destruction. Of course, the cultures and languages and other things on earth has been brought to closer together, and really there is no separate cultures anymore. The cultures have been mixed so much that no one can say, you know, the culture is unique, but they have been influenced with other cultures. Of course, cultures are being influenced with each other all the time, and will become even a greater degree mixed. And now also the religions of the world has been unified, and God has sent this revelation and telling humanity that your religions are a part of a greater truth, and therefore we can see all the signs are toward the unification of religions, unification of humanity, unification of cultures, languages, and all that. So we have accelerated the evolutionary process of man to come out of the egoistical way of separating one another to a more unified way, to come together as one humanity and under one God. Therefore, this is another sign that humanity is going toward this unification. And of course, this coming of this revelation has been unified, and we are here to talk to you about your religion, why your religion is a part of this religion, why your revelation and understanding cannot be perfect until the seventh angel comes. And when the seventh angel comes, of course, the explanation of all the religions and the social orders and everything that can be explained will be explained and is explained, and now is on earth. So we open the room to you to come and ask questions. Of course, you can come to the mic. That is the most preferable, that we can hear your voice and get to know you better, and also that is easier to understand and converse with one another. Converse probably means to talk to each other, but of course you can also type in the text area your questions and your concerns. And if I can see them, or if I am send a question, I will answer them. Therefore, again, let us discuss to see why all the religions of the world now unify. Where is Islam? Where is Christianity? Where is Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah? Where is Judaism? Where are all these religions, and why they are not separated? And God has been sending these religions all together, and now we can see that they have been together from the very beginning. Actually, this revelation is not new. It is from the eternity. That's why it's called eternal. It is a path. It doesn't have any dogmas. That's why it's called path. And it leads to divinity. That's what's called divine. It is the eternal, divine path. It is the path that all the great souls knowingly or unknowingly have been following and have followed, and those who want to become saints and great souls also will recognize and realize the depth and beauty of this path and will follow it. This path, of course, has been on earth since 12,000 years ago. It's been revealed to humanity then, and of course humans failed to follow it, and they brought destruction on themselves in the form of the flood of Noah, and the man was further crucified, and the third eye was closed, and their ability to see the spirit world as the more truth than this physical world was shut. Therefore, most human, they see this external world as the reality and the truth, instead of realizing that the spiritual world is more true than this external world, and they have become so attached to this external world that they only think this is it. We are an external world, and we have to scratch each other's face and accumulate as much as these physical things, and then we die, we leave all of them behind, and we no longer can use them. But they are in such a deep delusion of separation from God that they think this world is the truth. So humanity again have to realize that they are a spirit more than physical body, that there is a God that have created this universe and brought them to this point together. They should create the kingdom of God on earth and create the communion of light and bring the kingdom of God on earth. Therefore we can have peace, unity, understanding, and have time to meditate, awaken our spiritual forces, and become more familiar with the goal of the life. What is the goal of the life? The goal of the life is to become divine, become a part of God, one with the spirit. That is the goal of life. There is no other goal in life but to become divine and godly. Therefore, this is the things that everyone should learn, and humanity have recognized that there is a God, and that God is everybody's God. There is only one God. There is not 200, 300, 400 thousand. There is one Godhead, one spirit, one consciousness with its creative force. Therefore, separating God to too many gods, or not recognizing that God is the goal, then we will fall into Maya, we will fall to the delusion of separation, and this world becomes so real to us. That's why in this mission we recommend that everybody should have the minimum necessity of life. Physiological and safety needs should be provided and taken care of. For some people say, how is that possible? Not everybody can have the minimum. Some people should have more and some people have less. I've explained many times, the universe has infinite resources, and if we reach to the universe, we can use these resources, and there is enough for everybody's needs, but there is not enough for everybody's greed. We have to recognize that we have the ability to create an environment that man can progress physically, the physiological and safety needs taken care of, mentally they are provided with enough education and material to mentally become strong and understand the universe and the life and the world and the psychic and their physical body and whatever they want to know. They can know by studying, education, and reading, and thinking, and helping to bring a greater standard of living and understanding to humanity. What is the difference between Maitreya and other avatars? probably the best, we can put that question in the form of what is different between Messiah and spiritual teachers. And spiritual teachers, of course, come to help few people or a great number of people, depend upon their mission. But Messiah is the one that God prophesied to come for hundreds and thousands of years, and when that person comes, he will fulfill the prophecies of his coming. Of course, this process has been in the in making for thousands of years, and now, of course, this revelation have come at the revelation of the seven seals, or the seven prophets, or seven angels. The process has been that it's been prophesied that Abraham will come, and he being the second seal. Of course, the first seal is the spirit of all religions. It is the mystical path, and every religion has a mystical part. So there was no prophecy for coming of the first seal. So the second seal, coming of prophet Abraham, was prophesied. He was chosen, he was been told to come, and then of course he comes and brings the second seal. Then God promises to Israel and Ishmael that they will have children. And to Abraham, he promises, when his name was Abram, that a prophet will come from him, and the children of Abram, of course, are his son Ishmael, and Ishmael, of course, eventually produced Prophet Muhammad, and then he also prophesies that there is a Messiah will come from Abraham, whose son was Isaac, and of course Messiah comes to Isaac as Christ, as Esau the Christ, who West usually call him Jesus. Of course, Jesus never was his name, but his name was Esau the Christ, and he comes as the promised Messiah. Then of course there is a prophecy that there is a Messiah will come from the lineage of Prophet Muhammad, and he comes as the Bab, that eventually the religion become Baha'i teaching, and so on. So there is a prophecy of coming of Messiah, and if any teachers, any guru, any person that who comes and claims that is from God has not fulfilled the prophecies, they are probably teachers, they are sent to help some people, but they are not here to fulfill the prophecies and bring a great religion and revelation to humanity. Therefore, that is the difference between a Messiah and a teacher or a guru that comes to earth for humanity. The teachers are like Christ. When he comes, he absolutely, you know, accelerates human evolution, and he finds a great religion as Christianity. When Prophet Muhammad comes, he accelerates human evolution, and he finds religion of Islam. When Bab comes, of course, he finds Baha'i teaching, and so on. Of course, this process has been devised 12,000 years ago, and now it is end of this plan. And when the seven seals open, the seventh angel comes, the mystery of God will be finished. Revelation chapter 7 verse 10 clearly, and also anytime the seventh angel comes, it is finished, it is done, it is the end, and that is where we are at. This is Maitreya here today? Yes, this is Maitreya talking to you. And if you have any question, you didn't talk so good about Sai Baba on your homepage, but I really love Sai. He's an avatar. He was prophesied 5600 years ago in the Upanishad. Upanishad talks about Kaliki avatar coming three times in a row. Okay, well, okay. Actually, we claim that Maitreya is Kaliki avatar, so we can see that there is a conflict of belief and understanding here. Therefore, Kaliki avatar is supposed to unify all religions of the world. Kaliki avatar is as the seventh angel. Kaliki avatar is the person who will open the seven seals. He will unify all religions of the world. Sai Baba's teaching is mostly Hinduism and is based on what is already brought to humanity, as all religion basically are the same. That is exactly what Bab said also, that basically religions are the same, and everybody said, oh, that's great, that is how the religions will be unified. But we can see the prophecies and the scriptures do not agree with this. Okay, of course the text is going very fast, and I still am in that question. I might miss some of your questions, because this is a very interesting, good question that have to be really addressed in a deeper level. And of course we have to find out who is really the Kalki avatar, who is really the seventh angel, who is really the Messiah, who has fulfilled more prophecies than anybody else as coming of this revelation. Okay, another question is Sai Baba from the lineage of King David? Has he fulfilled the prophecy that the seventh angel, the opener of the seventh seal and the book sealed with the seventh seal, is a branch of the tribe of Judah? Okay, I think all the teaching in this age are okay. Well, that is what really everybody should meditate on. What you think and what the revelation and the scripture says, they are two different things, and humanity have to realize that they have to stop believing their own understanding, but believing on the scripture and God's word. And God's word does not teach what we just, factor a collective considered to the Messiah. I am but not telling. Oops. Okay, the seventh seal, an unbroken promise. So you probably should come and take the mic and explain yourself in a deeper level. But what you are saying are human understanding. They are not based on the scripture. This revelation, this mission is based on God's word. And God's word says only one person will come as the seventh angel, and he will fulfill the prophecies, and he will be in the branch of the tribe of Judah. And these things Sai Baba has not fulfilled. Therefore, we can see we have to be more able to see in a deeper level the truth of the revelations of God. I don't hear any sound. Okay, well, one who is chosen doesn't need a scripture. That is not again correct, because all the revealer, all the prophets have brought the scriptures, actually having a scriptures is a part of true prophet, and a prophet who, a person who comes and does not bring a scripture, doesn't. No sound? No sound, huh? How come? Okay, hello, hello.
No, we don't have any sound. There's no sound in the room. Okay.
Okay, hello, hello.
I think you need to close down and come back in. That's what
all I did.
All right. Who's Omar there? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so you're not even seeing my other business. Probably. Did you send more? Hello, hello, hello. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello. Are we having sound now? Hello. Back now. All right, great. Okay, well, apparently there was some glitch there. So we can see that here, you know it here. Great. All right. And therefore we can see you have to be very discerning and deep thinker about the revelation of God, and not choose anybody who comes say, I am Messiah, this is my understanding, that is how we explain God, that's how you should follow. It has been prophesied, many will come in my name and deceive many, those who truly looking for the Messiah, for the correct person who have come from God, will look into the prophecies very carefully. Of course, there are people that they hear the words, they understand the teaching, they see the vision, then they will believe because it is based on the word of God. Of course, many will come. They even said that many will come and perform great miracles. They bring great wonders into, you know, heaven. But they are not the ones. Okay? Don't get become deceived, don't become attached to the people who do little miracles, but know the word of God and look at the word of the person and the word of God, and to see which one is the truth. Go ahead, Baba. Baba, if you have a question, go ahead. All right, apparently not. Okay. Yes, we respect everybody, but we have to say the truth. Saying the truth might hurt sometimes. That doesn't mean we are disrespectful to you. But this is the truth. And this is the word of God. The word of God is very clear. That many will come and will say they are Christ, they are the Messiah, they are the promised one, they are called the Avatar, they are reincarnation of Muhammad, they are the Buddha, they are Mahdi, you know, this and that. But only one who fulfills the prophecies is the true one. We do not want to destroy anybody or be disrespectful to them, but we want to guide them. I hope you take this to Sai Baba and tell him that, you know, he's not the branch of the tribe of Judah. He has not fulfilled all the prophecies. He has not opened the seven seals. Therefore, he better realize what he's doing is not what he thinks it is. but he has to come down and become one with this mission and give up that idea and come and join us. Okay, I'll let people ask their question. Then I'll talk with you toward the end, since I have good questions. Go ahead, sure, that would be fine. Sai Baba is not God. There is no God but one God, the formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. He doesn't have any form. He is eternal. He has no name, and we call him fine, formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Any form, any shape, any test, anything that has a physical attribute is not the ultimate, is not the essence. It cannot be God. The only thing come closest to God is the Messiah, who is the Spirit of God on earth, and he brings the revelation to humanity. As Prophet Muhammad said, God will only talk from behind the veil or a curtain to everyone, but only the Prophet or the Messiah who has fulfilled the prophecy can bring the whole teaching to man. Therefore, we have to be very careful with our understanding, but see and know the scripture in a better way, and then compare this mission and what we say with God's word, and then you will say, yes, indeed, this is from God, and anybody else and everybody else out there are not from God. Sai Baba is not God. Okay. Our question help us to realize this teaching in a moment. Okay. We are all God. Yes, we are a part of God. We are a part of the universe, which is God. God is everything. Therefore, we are a part of God, but we have not reached pure consciousness, or we have not learned our lessons. We are still in Maya. We have the potential becoming the image of God and manifest His quality. Therefore, saying we are all God is a little misleading, because then everybody says I'm God, although I have not overcome. So we have the potential of becoming God, but we have to overcome. My chair, let's go with this idea. Okay, what's that supposed to mean? Are you impersonalist? Okay. Well, I don't know, but that is the truth and the essence that we teach here. The essence of God is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Therefore, if you give a personality, a shape, or anything that has physical attributes, then it is impossible to reach the ultimate, which does not have any of these attributes. It was energy without form and a structure, but without a name. Exactly, God has only one unpronounceable, unutterable name. Every other name is man-made, given to him, and his true name is the essence of creation, and everything is been created by that name, which is called the Holy Word, the Word. So, and that also cannot even pronounce an author in the external world. So we can see again, humanity likes to give attributes, names, you know, and all that to God, which when they do that, of course, they fall from the highest realization of God. Energy is a part of the universe. It's called Rajaguna. If you read our teaching again, you will receive all these answers that you have. You teach to love God, I thought. Yes, I love God with all your heart, mind, and spirit. And because you love God, you love essence of God in every man, in every atom, in every part of the creation. And therefore, that essence, what is in man and which is God, but we fixed moving energy and receive much of our sensory input in, okay, which is the illusion, sure, perceive. We are part of God and everything He is, one, okay. God, the grand overall design, okay. The grand overall, okay. I am not interested in talking about God since the bliss with God, okay. Okay, we are all God in so part of mind, okay. This text is going very fast, but okay, go ahead, Shireen. We do not take the mic from people who have been ordered and dotted. Bye. Go ahead.
Thank you, Maitreya. Salam, everyone. In reading from So, over and over again, I really wanted to understand a particular word in a deeper level. Whenever any earlier, just in the session, you were talking about Abraham, and it always says in So that God took Abraham as a friend. And So teaches that Abraham was the first elected one. But I really don't understand the word friend. Could you explain that more deeply?
Yeah, in Quran, actually, Abraham is called the friend of God, and that is when the word friend of God come from, and apparently he had the ability to talk to God very impersonal way, and therefore he kind of was God's friend. Of course, we all are God's friend, and we all can talk to him very closely and easily, and therefore we can be all God's friends. But he was even arguing about the Sodom and Gomorrah and the city, and were trying to change God's mind about the destroying it. And God told him if he has five people who are good in that city, he will not destroy them. Therefore, we can see that he kind of, was friendly with God, and God, in a friendly way, was persuading him that what he's doing, he had no choice because that city was rotten to the core, and therefore he had a very close relationship with God, and that's why they call him the friend of God. And apparently no other prophet was this close and so personal with God, and that is why he started the Judo-Christian Islamic Baha'i teachings, and therefore he also God was very close to him in the sense of promising him what's going to happen in the future. He was telling him, he's going to have a son by the name of Ishmael, and he will, be blessed with prophethood and great territory that now we know they have, the Muslim and Arabs have a great part of the earth, and they have the religion of Islam. He promised also that he'll, after he changed his name to Abraham, that he will be the father of many nations. Actually, that is what Abraham means the father of many nations. And he also fulfilled that prophecy with the coming of Christ, and with the Hebrews that eventually came to the West and occupied Europe and United States. Of course, if you read our teaching, you will know that all these were written in law. Therefore, he was also very close in receiving the revelation and the word of God and promises that God gave to both of his children, Abram and Abraham. Ishmael and Isaac, and they are all fulfilled to this point. Therefore, he was a great prophet close to Prophet Muhammad. So, close to God. Prashad, when Isa said, "Are not written in your scripture," I have said that to you are God. John, I think he meant it literally. We are all God, and there is only one God. We are part of everything and also everything at the same time. Isn't that true? That is the truth. That is the reality, that we are all a part of God. We are having, we all have the essence of God in us. Okay? That is the truth. You can say that you are God. Yes, you are God because you are a part of God. The problem is some people say, I am God, and then they forget that other people are also God. And they also forget that they have to overcome their lower nature, and they also can, you know, become a part of God. Therefore, that is what my objection comes, that, you know, you have to recognize that God is everything, God is everyone, and therefore, don't believe that because you are God, you are better than everybody else. Everybody else also are God, and therefore, they have the potential to reach pure consciousness of Godhead. Shri Prashada, to think only you are God and only you, you must be such. Okay, but that is the whole idea of recognizing, and also, you know, we have to recognize that there is one God, which is the creator. You are God. You have the potential to reach full consciousness, but you didn't create the universe. You are not the creator. The creator is God himself, which is bigger than anything else. There is only one God in that level. And of course, also there is the spirit of God which comes to earth, like Krishna and Buddha and Shiva and Muhammad and Bab and all those prophets who have come. They come to bring the word of God to humanity in a greater degree. Therefore, there is another level of God, which is the mouthpiece of God, which come to earth. We cannot accept anybody who has a little realization and recognition of God as the Messiah, as the mouthpiece of God. We cannot follow everybody that claim to be from God or have a little truth. Actually, having no truth is better than having a little truth, because then you are not having any truth. You say, I don't know. But if you have a little truth, then you think you know, and then not only you are misguided, but you will misguide others. Therefore, that's God sends the scriptures. And then we read the scriptures, then we know the word of God, and then we have a good grip of the truth. And but coming of this revelation and explanation, of course, we know all the answers in every questions that you might have about the scripture. So, we are not against your word that we are God. I agree with you. At the same time, if we go to a deeper explanation, you know, how we have the potential to become God, instead of believing we are God, but we do not accept other people God, or stop even trying to progress physically, mentally, and spiritually toward the perfection. Krishna is prophet. Yeah, you can say he was a prophet or he was a Messiah. Salum Ram Das. That is now. Okay. Many little truths make big truths. That is true, but the whole truth is better than the big truth, and the whole truth only comes after the revelation of the seven angel. And, okay, you say Krishna is not a prophet. Who is then? He's God. Okay, all the prophets are God. All the prophets bring the spirit of God on earth. And therefore, you can say they are God, but they are God with a small g, not big G, because only a spirit is God with a big G. And therefore, that is the part that the Hinduism and Buddhists should recognize, that the Spirit of God comes through the prophesied person or Messiah, and because the Spirit comes through them, they can say they are God, because that the Spirit is behind them is God. As I said, everybody can be God, and you can call the Messiah God, as Christ, they say he was God. They have some truth in it, but one day somebody tell him, good rabbi, and he says, I'm not good, God is good. What happened? You 2 days ago you say you are only way, and now you say you are not even good. You can see that he was a man, at the same time he was the mouthpiece of God, therefore he was God in that sense. Okay. Krishna said, Baba, Buddha, Jesus, Maitreya, all are one. Well, now, not according to a scripture, Shri Prashad Shanti. It is only the prophesied person, Krishna, was Messiah. Buddha was the Messiah. Christ was, you know. But you cannot have two Messiah at the same time being on earth. So, Ibub Sai Baba from that list. That's true. see the elephant head on there. Okay. Why are all of you so mad about Sai Baba? We are not mad about Sai Baba, Shri Krishna. The truth is that he has not fulfilled the prophecies, and he does very little miracles. He might be a good person, he might have a good intention, but if you want the truth, we are just telling you the truth. We love to see him, to recognize this, and to see that he has not fulfilled the prophecies. He didn't open the seven seals. He is not from the tribe of Judah. How can he be the Messiah? He cannot be. Think, tell him next time I meet him. Okay, sure, go ahead. Send him an email. So go to him and let them recognize and realize that there is more to just, you know, teaching Hinduism and added a little bit to it. And compare what he's teaching with what we teach here. He didn't say he was God, only he is Son of God. Yes, he also said, you are God. If you are God, then he can be God too. And he also said, me and the Father are one. What does that mean? Me and the Father are one. Mean me and God are one. We are the same person. Prophet Muhammad said a similar thing, that whatever prophet says, listen to him. His word is my word. Means me and the Father are one. Me and God are one. So even Prophet Muhammad indirectly said the same thing Christ said. You know, so are we. You know, what he said in this mission and this conversation in Satsang are from God. Those are the words, you have to hang into them very clearly. Okay. Not posting your website. Okay. Is the biggest ever. Okay, who is the biggest avatar? You mean Sai Baba? I hope so. Well, we leave you, if you want to follow Sai Baba, we leave you to God and we leave you to your understanding, but go and read the scriptures, compare the teaching and the revelation and the prophecies and everything, and if you still, your conclusion is that, so be it. We are not here to convert you. You are here to convert yourself. And if you don't want to convert yourself, then we can do nothing about it. I am here just to convey this message and the truth. And I'm not here to argue and be unhappy with you, but just saying that's what it is. It's a quote from Krishna. Alright. That is a title. Alright. There's only one that forgive sins, and okay, probably that is Jesus. Alright, that's we have heard that one thousands of times. Please be respectful. Okay, hello. Okay, Okay, Govindarama. Okay, high unity. Okay. I'm trying to find any question there. Please open your eyes. Okay, sure. Yeah, that is a good suggestion, Govindaram. Natsujat. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Go compare. Go see our teachings. You know, don't be attached to the prophet, to the avatar, to the Messiah even. You know, seek the truth of the word of God, not the personality. If you get in touch, I mean, attached to the personality, then you are a cult member and then you are a cult material. Go beyond the personality to the word of God and see what did he say in the scripture. Did he say somebody is going to come from, you know, nowhere and say, well, I just make some ashes there for I am the avatar of the promised coming? Or he said no, he will fulfill the prophecies, he is from the tribe of Judah, he will open the seven seals, he is the one. Don't make a mistake, don't go and get attached to the human body, but become attached to the word of God. The word, he who reveals the word of God and fulfills the prophecies and fulfills all the things have said about his coming, then accept that, even then test the spirit. Of course, after you test the spirit, you saw the vision, you saw the truth, come and serve God's word and God's kingdom in deeper level. Or the messenger of the past. The messengers of the past has been all the prophets that fulfilled the prophecies and came to man. They are Baba, they are Bab, they are Muhammad, they are Christ, they are all the prophets of the Old Testament, and they are the prophets have come to India to further the teaching and their understanding, like Krishna, like Buddha, like Shiva, and all the rest that have come to bring the truth to humanity that we are a part of God. God is everything. There is no separation between us and God. But man failed along before 12,000 years ago. His third eye was closed then, and history was created. Now this teaching, this mission of Maitreya, explains what happened last 12,000 years. How he sent all this revelation separately, and now he has unified them together for humanity. And therefore, it is the culmination of this revelation and the truth. Now it has been unified all together, and now we are here to invite you to come to this room, talk to us about why we say it's the truth, and why there is no other truth on earth can be accepted as a truth but this one, because it's been prophesied to come and reveal to humanity. And now we are here to guide you to this truth. We are not here to guide me to me and make you attached to my body and make you, you know, go to bliss of the ego, but the bliss of God. And the bliss of God is in the word of God. It is not in the body of God. It is not in a person. It is not anything has material attributes. It's not the ultimate. Therefore, we guide you to ultimate. We reveal to you the name of God, which cannot be pronounced to humanity. That is what the Baha'i are waiting for, the revealer of the third part of the word of God, or the name of God. And therefore, we can see the fulfillment of the prophecy, the amount of the truth that have come to this revelation is amazing. And therefore, again, we invite you, check it out. Okay, Unity 19, Adam, Noah, Abraham, okay, Rasta, Jesus Christ, Muhammad, Bab, and Baala, I see it, and it, okay. Actually, the correct prophet of the Baha'i teaching was Bab, and really they should have followed Bab. And Baha'u'llah, which does not really mean the glory of God, Jalalullah means the glory of God, was chosen to bring Bab's teaching to the West. And that was his most significant attribute to God's words, because if he had not brought it to the West, the Super Azal, which really was chosen by Bab to become his so this is to take over the organization, was not very effective person. Therefore God chose Baha'u'llah, who was the brother of Sufi Azal, to bring it to the West. So if you read the Baha'i teaching and understanding, you know, the Baha'i teaching, that was the purpose of Baha'u'llah. And then, of course, they have no guardian anymore. And if they don't have guardian, that religion is no longer valid according to their own prophet and teachers. Okay, so the Baha'is also should realize this thing in a deeper level. The Baha was the messenger of Baha'i faith. Yeah, okay, that God has provided caves. Alright. I can't. Caves of God, say Baba, okay. Alright, and the text is going very fast, and I cannot see most of the question. Probably brought his own teaching, didn't he? No, he really continued Bab's teaching, and of course he added something. He tried, according to the word of God in the scriptures, Bab didn't really, it wasn't perfect, like in 19 days of 19 months. Actually goes very against the word of God, which year should be divided in 12 months. Many things Bab brought was not perfect. That's why God said his revelation was not perfect. Baha'u'llah tried to perfect it, to correct it. And he, of course, brought new things. And actually, Bab's teaching was very restrict and very militant. Then that is why his followers start, you know, fighting with the Persian Empire and the Persian kings, and that's why many of them were murdered and martyred, because they were very militant, you know, people, and they followed Bab what Bab said, and that is why they got killed, and actually they were almost obliterated if Baha'u'llah hadn't changed things to a more peaceful way and brought his teaching, which is the universalism, to the West. So he really didn't teach, you know, much different than what Bab said. So we can see that, see, every religion also, they are a part of our revelation. They have something to learn, okay? Just like a Muslim should have to learn that Prophet Muhammad wasn't the last prophet. God said he's going to send them more prophets. Christians should learn that, well, Christ is the only way, but he came many times and he will come after Christ. Baha'i have to realize these teachings and this understanding that Bab was the prophet and the founder of the Babism and Baha'i teaching, and they should really recognize and realize who he was, that God said his teaching wasn't perfect, and therefore, although they did say he brought great truth, he didn't open the seven seals. Okay, there is no teaching actually is perfect until the seven angels come and bring the seven seals and open the seven seals. Then the whole explanation, you know, is explained to humanity. You know, just like Jews have to realize that when Christ came and he said the kingdom of will be taken away from you and given to another people, that was the end of their mission and being chosen people. And Hindus and Buddhists, they have to learn that yes, Bible and Quran and other things have to perfect their religion, which says you just go to God and become like a drop into the ocean and you become one with Him, with God. That there is more into it. God sent all this revelation and all this explanation, and there is a path. But all these religions are a part of this path. But none of them is perfect, because they all have to wait until the seventh revelation is revealed to humanity, and then they recognize and realize, yeah, we are this part of the seventh seals and revelation, and that is how God said eventually this all will kind of unify, and therefore they will see the truth and overcome their attachment to the religion. And when they overcome the attachment to the religion, they now can see clearly. They no longer are Hindu, they no longer are Buddhist, they no longer are Christian or Jews or Muslim or Baha'i, but they become divine. They are in the eternal divine path, and they recognize and realize the word of God in a much deeper level ever, you know, have revealed to humanity. And therefore, this teaching is the only way for human salvation, to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, to bring peace on earth for 1,000 years, to let people come to the point that they can meditate, they can awaken their spiritual forces, they can realize God, they can know that they really are God, not just an intellectual understanding, but God is more in them than they themselves. And what they think they are is really the illusion, but the God that comes through them is true reality of the being, and therefore they can progress, and in 1,000 years we can have millions of billions of humans who will go to God and become one with Him. And we have to forget about the dogmas and our cultural misunderstanding, our religion, you know, dogmatic beliefs. We have to go to the Word of God to read what did He say. And there is nowhere on earth that the Word of God explained exactly the way He meant it, but this revelation and this teaching, and it explains why each of these religions are a part of a greater truth. Seventeen is not Vedas. Yes, I know. Okay, yeah, that's sure. That's another thing. If you are a Hindu and a Buddhist, of course, seventeen is not a part of your religion. You have to understand that, but it's part of God's plan. Therefore, it's part of your plan. So, I just want to understand your point of view, okay? And I might see if you are waiting for someone to come, but okay. Yeah, well, if you really want the truth, you have to put effort and with an open mind study this new revelation. But if you want to feel you are the right, you are right, but you are not interested in the truth, then you can blurt out all the dogmas you want. We have heard all these dogmas. We know every religion's dogmas. We know Buddhist dogma, you know. We know Hindu's dogma. We know Jewish dogmas, Christian dogmas, Muslim dogmas, Baha'i dogmas, you know. They are man-made. These are not the Word of God. The Word of God is clearly in the scriptures and explained in though. Therefore, if you really want to know the truth of God's words, you have to overcome your understanding and what the preacher is telling you that you have to follow, and understand in deeper level the Word of God. That is why we are looking for the elect, for the people who see this vision, they see the prophecies, they see the truth, and they say, yes, we are not here to argue who is better, who is not. We are not here to say, is Sai Baba is a false prophet or not, or Baha'is are wrong. We are just telling you what the Word of God says in the scriptures. And then you hear that, then go and study yourself, and you will see we are saying the truth. And then come and join, and let's create the community of life. Let's create the facilitating body, and let's bring the kingdom of God on earth. And then let us humble ourselves in front of God, and let us be a seeker of the truth. Then you will see that what we say is the truth. Okay, again, welcome to the Mission of My Serious Conversation Room. If you have any questions from me, go ahead, type it, or come and raise your hand, and we talk about all the religions. So, well, you can see, it doesn't matter what we want to do. You don't want to humble yourself and go to God. That's fine, don't. But you will not receive the grace and blessing of the deeper understanding of God. No, absolutely not. I don't wish to argue, but, and I have always been attracted to this being called Maitreya. He has come to me many times before, and I have said my friends, many years ago, Maitreya told me to go to Maitreya's house, and there was, you know, okay, well, Shri Prashad Shanti, if you have been guided to go to our website, you know, then you have to be more open to this teaching. I want to know, is this the same material as has been with me from young age? Well, God works in a mysterious way, Prashanti, and He probably has guided you to this revelation. The most important is that you study and see the vision and see if it's from God or not. You are still tempting God to further clarify something for you which clearly has come from God to you. Therefore, you know, just like Christ was tempted to drop Himself from the temple, and God will save him. But He said you should not tempt God. You just should go with every word that comes out of His mouth and the way we are guided. See if this teaching is based on the word of God. See if it fulfills the prophecies. See if it is from God, and then accept that God indeed has guided you. I just feel that it is a little bit too much dogma in this teaching. What is the dogma in this teaching? There is only a path that you follow. Just forget about the whole thing we explained. It is the path. You either follow the path or you don't. There is no dogma in the path. The rest are explanations. When we talk about the Messiah, that is explanation in the scripture. That's how the scriptures, you know, explains that what the Messiah is. That there is only you and no one that got you. That is in the scripture. That is the word of God. Only in that is one as a person. I suppose you have a Hindu background, or at least attracted to Hindu background teaching. That is the difference between the word in the scriptures and having thousands of gods and gurus and all that, which brings such a confusion to Hinduism. Of course, the highest level of Hinduism is Upanishads and Bhagavad Gita, which doesn't talk about, you know, any of these, but talks about Atman, which is the same as God, Atman. And you and God are one. You know, yourself and God are one. That is the highest realization of Hinduism. If you understand that, then you have a good grip of Hinduism. The rest, there's a lot of adding to it. And actually, Buddha came to destroy these addings to the Hinduism. That's why he said, don't worry about God. Just meditate and know thyself and reach nirvana or pure consciousness. he was telling them not that he believed there is no God, but he believed having so many gods confuse you. So he said, just forget them and just meditate and know thyself. Because he knew by knowing yourself, you will know God and oneness with God. And he was showing the path of going away from that teaching of disunity and confusion. So we can see that you have to overcome this understanding that there's going to be many gurus, many avatars, many gods. And for the scriptures, go to Revelation chapter 5. Only the branch of the tribe of Judah will be able to open the seventh seal and the book which sealed the seventh seal. That is what God has guided you to hear. And that is what you have to understand and follow. So it's up to you. It's between you and God. If God guided you here, you will have no choice to see the truth clearly. If the spirit which guided you is from God, then you will see this very, very clearly and teach all the Hindus and Buddhists and everyone that yes, everything is God. You can have look at everything as a part of God, but God's revelation and the mouthpiece comes only from one person, Prophet Muhammad, Christ, Bob, Abraham, Baba. There is not two messiahs or three messiahs, 10 messiahs. There's only one messiah, one person who is the mouthpiece of God. And this is not an ego trip that, I'm saying I'm the only person you should hear, but that is the word of God. Actually, Sai Baba doesn't say he is messiah, he says he is everything. I can claim everything I want, but if he is everything, then he should have brought the peace on earth already, and he should have performed greater miracles than he does, and therefore, that's fine. You can claim everything, but it is not based on the word of God and scripture. That is what I'm trying to tell you, that you have to go with the word of God. Not with the word of man who claimed to be something, okay? And of course God is everything. That's probably what he is referring to, because he says he is God, therefore he is everything. But the true God that is everything is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. And he has sent the scriptures, he has sent Christ, he has sent the teaching, and he has fulfilled the prophecy. So we can see that, I don't know why you're so attached to Sai Baba. If God guided you to the maitreya.org, but that's okay. It is the things that you have to meditate on yourself and overcome and see what is the truth. What does that mean? He regained Dharma. Dharma is the innate nature of every man. That is what all the prophets have brought to humanity and told them, know thyself, know who you are, why you have been sent to this body and life. Okay? So then you will see that every prophet has said that, but restore it, our people have already following their Dharma, and all of them know who they are, and they manifest their truth in them. So think about this thing, think about deeper level. God's plan is different than what you are saying. Okay, it is all just words. Okay, the word that is not based on the scripture is not based on the word of God. It's the word of a man that says this thing, but where the Dharma is being restored? How they regain the Dharma? Okay? Because I was looking at Benjamin Graham teaching and I was not so believing it. No, you shouldn't believe Benjamin Graham. Benjamin Graham was a forerunner for coming of the Maitreya, just like John the Baptist, who did not believe Christ when Christ came, and therefore he made a mistake, and he couldn't recognize that God has come in the form of Christ, and now we know that he didn't recognize Christ when Christ came. John. But the Cram came and said, my trade is going to come in 1982. And we reached out in 1982, in the spring of 92, for this mission. And we revealed this revelation to humanity exactly when he said it will come. And then he didn't recognize it when it came. So we can see the similarity there also. And the scriptures don't teach hierarchy. The scripture doesn't teach that, you know, somebody is going to build their body and going to come. The scripture doesn't teach any of what Mr. Graham says. The scripture says, you know, his prophets and Messiah are men, regular men. They are born from a mother, they raise, and then they eventually recognize their mission and they bring to humanity. You know, it has never happened before. No prophet came from the sky. No prophet built his body. No Messiah, you know, did what the human belief is based on. So we can see, we should be discerning. We have to think deeper. We have to, you know, take the word of the people and meditate on them and see, is it really based on the word of God? Is it really how God said these things are going to happen? And then read though, and then you receive your answers in a greater degree, then you will be in a good grip of the reality of the Word of God. God never gonna send anybody from the sky, that people gonna be lifted up from their cars and homes, you know, to the sky and meet them in the cloud, which means confusion. It doesn't mean the real cloud. God will not come and build his body and come to earth and say, well, I'm going to change everything, you know, overnight and overshadow everybody, and the next day everything is going to be okay. He has been saying this thing for the last 25 years. It hasn't happened. Now we can see the Word of God clearly says the person who will come will fulfill the prophecies. He will be from the branch of the tribe of Judah. He will open the seven seals, the book sealed the seven seals. No other prophets ever claim that they have opened the seven seals. No one. None of them. Even Prophet Muhammad did not say that he had opened the seven seals. So we can see, you have to be discerning. You have to be sincere in your seeking God. Not serious, but sincere. Be sincere in your life. Be sincere in your meditation. Be sincere in your search for God. Yeah, well, neither do I. I don't believe in that either, this overshadowing and all that, Prashatnam said. That is exactly, you know, you have to be very discerning, because some people have a little truth and a lot of untruth, or they have a lot of truth and a little untruth in them, and therefore they are the false teachers. They are the people that misguide humanity. Nothing worse than having a little knowledge and believing that you know the truth. And those are the people that will misguide and teach wrongly to humanity. The teaching in though, and our teaching explains exactly, you know, what is in the scriptures. It is not based on the believing of the few preachers. It's not based on what Mullah said. It's not what the rabbi said. It is based on the word of God. And that is what all of us should do. Should go and know the word of God and say, if what you believe is based on the word of God. And the word of God, of course, are in the scripture. He has sent them. And now these scriptures all been purified in their essence. Of course, not all the parts of the Bible is from God. It's not all the Quran is from God. None of them has been revealed to the prophet who put them down, supervised their typing, and brought to you in a purest form. Even in my teaching, there have been people that they really tried hard to change it according to what they understand, and we had to purify them and say no to them, but the purest revelation of God should come to humanity. And I am pretty certain and sure what we have in the website and what we have offered to humanity, it is the purest form. All the Hindus, all the Buddhists, all the mystical paths, Jews, Christians, Muslims, Baha'is, all should come and see and understand its truth and give up their dogmas and their own understanding and submit to God and His will. And that is the message of His mission. There is no other truth that's comparable with this truth. There is no other religion or teaching which has the whole truth and so purified and so revealed to humanity in a purest form. And therefore it is again the invitation to all of you, go and seek the truth, the word of God, read the scripture, compare the scripture that we have revealed with the word of God. How can you dismiss the messenger of God? We do not dismiss any messenger or the prophet of God. We accept all of them, but none of them have the whole truth until the seventh angel comes. That is the word of God. And if you go to the scripture, the revelation, there is no revelation is perfect or explain the mystery of God until the seventh angel comes. It is in the chapter 10 verse 7 in the Revelation. And every time the seventh angel comes, it says it's done, it's finished, it is revealed, it is perfected. Now the religion of humanity is perfected and the truth has been revealed to them in a most perfect way than ever. No other prophet before it had the whole truth. We are not dismissing them. They had a mission to do. They brought a part of a greater truth. They brought a part of the revelation of God. They brought a part of the eternal divine path. Now the eternal divine path is revealed to humanity in a very clear, concise manner. And now you can see the truth. We accept and believe on all the prophets before this revelation, but at the same time we explain where they fall in God's plan. None of them, no prophet ever to this point had the whole truth. Therefore, we have to overcome our dogmas and understanding. And therefore, we have to overcome our own understanding and recognizing and realizing what God said. What protection do you have to keep the lighting safe? Alright, the question is how we can keep this writing safe and not to let everybody change it, and the people who will, all things have been taken care of, and eventually we will have a revelation that will stay pure. Of course, human loves competition, human loves their own words, human loves positions, human loves a lot of things that related to ego, and we are looking for the people that are no longer human, but they are a son of God, or at least they're close to son of God. They are elects. They all have overcome being human and having all these tendencies. So the writing of Baha'u'llah was not written Baha'u'llah. No, the Baha'u'llah he understood, but he also gave a lot of his writing to his secretary to be thrown into the river, because he said humanity is not ready for it, and therefore he did not reveal everything. If he gave his writing to his secretary to throw it away into the river, means there was more that he realized human are not ready to receive. And therefore Baha'u'llah did write beautiful words and beautiful things, and his melodic and beautiful words are inspiring, and we recommend people read them, but at the same time understand that the prophet, the true prophet of the Baha'i faith, was Bab, and therefore we even cannot find the Bayan. We are looking for a Bayan or Persian Bayan or Arabic Bayan or anything, and apparently it's absolutely obliterated, and if anybody has a original Bayan here, we would love to have a copy of it to read what exactly was in the Bayan. If anybody can find Bayan, let us know. Send email to bayan@majid.org. We are looking for that book. So, but somehow the book has some, there was some systematical way to destroy it or something, that we cannot find that book. The Quran also had not been written at the time of the Prophet Muhammad. It was good, was the, learned by the word of mouth, and it was memorized with the special people who could memorize what Prophet Muhammad said. After Prophet Muhammad died in a war in Yemen, many of the people who knew Quran was killed, were killed. And the leaders of the Muslims realized that if they do not gather people, do not gather the verses of Quran, it might be completely lost. And then when they start asking the people who memorize it, they realized that each of them have a different idea of what the quote was, and therefore there was many different versions of the quotes of the revelation from Quran. And actually two Quran eventually emerged from these verses, and there was a great fight between these two group of Muslims to which one is the correct word of God. And eventually the Khalifa or the leader of Muslim choose one of them and said everybody else should follow and accept that, and that became the official Quran that now everybody says it is perfect and it is come the word of God and there is no human influence in it. So we can see from this that even Quran is being influenced with human understanding. There was many verses of Quran, they could not come up with the exact verse what it was. Even later, after they gathered all the verses that they thought they gathered, they realized that there are all other people that they come with the new verses that they said they heard that Prophet Muhammad said. So some verses even is not in Quran because it didn't make it by the time they accepted that last version of Quran. So we can see even Quran is not perfect, and the only revelation which came to humanity, written by the Prophet, put it and supervised to this point is though. Was it you in Nairobi, Kenya, 1988? It doesn't matter, does it? The most important thing is my teaching is correct or not, and that's what you have to concentrate on. The teaching, the word of God, not the prophet himself. I am at the end of my time, okay, and I have not received much question, and of course I mean voice question, and the person who wants the voice question, of course the person has been retarded already, so we cannot let him, you know, say the thing he said in text probably. And I leave all of you God, everybody to God, and think about these words and these revelations and this truth. Go to the website again, read so, and see how wonderful this revelation is, how truth it is, how he explains everything you need to know. Overcome your own understanding, go and understand God's revelation and words. Shalom everybody, God be with you, see you next week.